Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.1, Introduction to Generative AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definition of generative AI, its importance in modern technology, and the key differences between generative AI and other AI technologies. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand what generative AI is, why it is significant in today's tech landscape, and how it stands apart from other types of artificial intelligence. Main content definition of generative AI. Generative AI refers to a branch of artificial intelligence that focuses on creating new content or data that mimics existing patterns. Unlike traditional AI, which primarily analyzes data and makes predictions based on historical information, generative AI can produce text, images, audio, and even video that are novel and original. This capability arises from sophisticated algorithms, particularly those based on deep learning models, that are trained on vast datasets. For example, think about how generative AI can create realistic images of people who don't exist using a technique called generative adversarial networks, GANs. The AI learns from thousands of real images and can generate entirely new face images that look authentic. This is powerful in fields like finance, where it can simulate market scenarios or create synthetic data for testing products. Generative AI can also generate textual content, such as product descriptions, news articles, or even code snippets. This feature can be especially useful for product managers who need to quickly create marketing materials or documentation without starting from scratch, thereby saving time and resources. Importance in modern technology. The significance of generative AI in today's technology landscape cannot be overstated. It has the potential to revolutionize various industries, including finance, by enhancing creativity, efficiency, and personalization. In product management, for instance, generative AI can streamline the development process by generating product ideas, marketing content, or user feedback simulations. Moreover, in the context of fintech, generative AI can analyze vast amounts of financial data to create predictive models that help businesses make informed decisions. This technology is also instrumental in fraud detection, where it can generate scenarios of fraudulent activities to better prepare systems against potential threats. Generative AI's ability to personalize user experiences is another critical aspect. It can create tailored financial advice or investment strategies based on an individual's preferences and risk tolerance, making finance more accessible and user-friendly. For example, an AI-driven app could analyze a user's past spending habits and suggest customized budgeting plans or investment opportunities, thus enhancing user engagement and satisfaction. Additionally, generative AI can significantly reduce the time required for market research by generating simulations of consumer behavior, enabling product managers to make data-driven decisions faster. This efficiency not only helps in product development but also in marketing strategies, ensuring that offerings are aligned with market demands. Key differences from other AI types. Understanding the distinctions between generative AI and other AI types is crucial for leveraging its potential effectively. Traditional AI models are typically classified as either supervised or unsupervised learning. Supervised learning models are trained on labeled datasets, where the input data is paired with the correct output. These models excel in tasks like classification or regression. In contrast, generative AI operates on a different premise. It focuses on unsupervised learning, where models learn from unlabeled data. This allows it to identify patterns and generate data without explicit instructions. For instance, while a supervised model might predict stock prices based on historical data, a generative AI model could generate new stock price scenarios based on learned patterns. Another key difference lies in the output. While traditional AI provides answers to specific queries, generative AI creates new content that can be used in various applications. This versatility opens up new avenues for product managers to explore innovative solutions in finance. For example, a product manager could utilize generative AI to develop an entirely new financial product by combining insights from market trends and user preferences, thus fostering innovation. Moreover, while traditional AI often requires significant human input to guide and refine its outputs, generative AI can operate more independently, allowing for greater scalability in content creation and idea generation. This quality can lead to a more dynamic product management process, where ideas can be rapidly tested and iterated upon. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the definition of generative AI, its importance in modern technology, and the key differences from other AI types. By understanding these concepts, you are now better equipped to appreciate the transformative potential of generative AI in the finance sector. As we move forward in this course, we will delve deeper into practical applications and tools that leverage generative AI for product management. Reflection questions: how can you envision using generative AI to enhance product development in your role? What specific areas in finance do you think could benefit the most from generative AI applications? Reflect on the differences between generative AI and traditional AI models. How might these differences influence your approach to product management? Word count: 1071.